Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe. Friends, thank you so much for joining us today here on
Studio Classroom. Did you know that some animals have superpowers?
We talked about a few animals yesterday that seem to have special abilities. We could call them superpowers. Bats are probably some of the most famous examples that people know about. The ability to use echolocation to determine where their next meal might come from.
Yeah, bats can hear at frequencies much higher than humans can hear at. And we also learn about elephants. People think that they can hear earthquakes happen and protect themselves.
Axolotls are able to grow parts of their limbs back, or maybe even parts of their spinal cords. A lot of people, maybe you already know that eagles have excellent eyesight and they can spot prey like rabbits or maybe even smaller from several miles away. So animals really do have a lot of different superpowers.
That's right. And we're going to learn about many other animals that have superpowers today, friends. So let's get started with our first reading.
Animal superpowers. Weapons. Other animals, such as the tiny mantis shrimp, have built-in weapons. Although mantis shrimp are only about 10 centimeters long, they can punch with the speed of a bullet, generating a massive amount of power. They mostly use this to crack open shells of such prey animals as crabs and clams. The hairy frog uses a weird weapon. When threatened, this frog breaks the bones in its feet so they cut through the skin and uses them to stab predators.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看形容词 weird， 意思是奇怪的或是怪异的。例如 ，The child became frightened when he heard a weird sound coming from the basement and raced to his bed to hide under the covers。这个小孩听到地下室传来怪声后吓坏了，就冲到床上躲进被窝里。Weird 字尾加上 ly 就变成副词 weirdly， 意思是奇怪的或是诡异的。譬如He was acting weirdly during the meeting, staring at the ceiling and whispering to himself. 他在开会时表现得很怪异，盯着天花板看，还自言自语。Weird 也可以当动词，动词片语 weird out 的意思呢是使人感到怪异或是不自在。譬如 ，Sally talks to her plants like they're coworkers. It's starting to weird me out.Sally 跟她的植物说话就像跟同事聊天，这开始让我觉得有点怪怪的。
Okay, friends, let's talk about animal superpowers, especially when animals have the ability to become a weapon.
This is interesting. Weapons. Other animals, such as the tiny mantis shrimp, have built-in weapons. What does this even mean? How do these little shrimps...have weapons? Well, we're going to discover what these weapons are. But first, let's take a look at the idea of built-in. This is already part of something.
For example, our phones have built-in cameras. The camera is a part of the phone. So these built-in weapons to these animals are part of the animals.
That's right. So we read on here, although mantis shrimps are only about 10 centimeters long, they canpunch with the speed of a bullet, generating a massive amount of power. That's very impressive because we all know how fast bullets are. Bullets are so fast you can't even see them. really. A bullet is a small piece of metal, usually shot from a gun.
Yeah, for example, the police found a bullet at the crime scene. And we see here that they can punch with the speed of a bullet, and this generates a massive amount of power. The word generating, friends, means producing or creating something.
For example, the power plant is generating electricity for the city. Maybe if you go camping sometime and you're staying in a tent that's very far away from the bathrooms, some people like to bring what we call a generator. It's something that you can carry with you that generates electricity for your little area there. But here we're talking about how these tiny little mantis shrimps can punch really fast, generating a massive amount of power.
Now, why in the world do they need to do this? We find out in the next sentence. They mostly use this to crack open shells of such prey animals as crabs and clams. So here they're not using their weapon to protect themselves, they're using it to get their food.
All right, well that's a good reason to use your weapons. We read here the hairy frog uses a weird weapon. Hairy frogs sound weird already.
I've never seen a photo of a hairy frog, but what I'm picturing in my mind is quite strange.
Are you picturing kind of like the way that a woolly mammoth is like a hairy elephant? And so there might be frogs that are just kind of hairy like that. They have a lot of hair.
I'm not picturing that much hair, but yes, that's kind of the idea.
Something like that. Maybe we can call it a woolly frog. No, but it's called a hairy frog, right? It has a weird weapon, a very strange weapon, in other words. When threatened, this frog breaks the bones in its feet so that they cut through the skin and uses them to stab predators. That is very strange.
That sounds painful for the frog.
That's right. Why would they do that to themselves? Well, let's take a look at this word predator. A predator is an animal that hunts and eats other animals. Yesterday we talked about the word prey. Well, a predator will hunt for prey.
Exactly. So lions are predators and they hunt their prey, antelope. Okay, so these are some other examples of animal superpowers, friends. This is crazy. Mantis shrimp, they use their superpowers to get food. Mm-hmm. And then we have hairy frogs that use the broken bones in their feet to protect them from predators.
Yeah, let's just break some bones in our body to protect ourselves. I think they're not the only animal that does something like that. Well, friends, we do have more to learn in our next reading right now.
Animal superpowers. Venom is a more common animal weapon, one that is usually transmitted through bites, but some creatures spit it. Spitting cobras aim for their enemy's eyes to blind them so they can escape. Other animals emit other substances, such as an octopus releasing ink to hide from enemies, or a skunk spraying predators with a foul-smelling substance.
Foul,这个形容词,意思是恶劣的或是令人不快的。譬如, the trash had a foul smell that made me want to cover my nose. 垃圾发出恶臭,让我想要捂住鼻子。 Foul 也有粗鲁的或是说脏话的意思。片语 foul mouth 就是指口出脏话。譬如 her foul mouth slipped out during the meeting, surprising everyone with her unexpectedly harsh language. 她在会议中不小心说了脏话，大家对她突如其来的粗俗言语都感到惊讶。另外，片语 foul play 的意思呢是谋杀或不正当的行为。例如 the police suspected foul play in the disappearance of the woman. 警方怀疑这名女子的失踪涉及不法行为。
Okay, friends, I'm ready to learn about some new interesting animals. We read here, venom is a more common animal weapon, one that is usually transmitted through bites, but some creatures spit it.
All right, well, what is venom? Venom is poison made by some animals. For example, snakes. The snake injected venom into the mouse. That's the verb we would often use with the word venom. The animal injected its venom into another animal.
Unless they are spitting the venom, which is the case of the snake in the next sentence. Mm-hmm. Spitting cobras aim for their enemy's eyes to blind them so they can escape.
That's right. Okay, well, let's take a look at this word transmit from this previous sentence. Transmit means to send or pass from one to another. For example, the disease is transmitted by mosquitoes. But Anne-Marie, you did talk about how spitting cobras aim for their enemy's eyes so that they can actually blind them.
Yeah, this is crazy. If you aim for something, it means that you try to reach for or try to get something. For example, Cindy is aiming for first place in the race. She is trying to get that first place position. And here's the snake is aiming for its enemy's eyes.
Okay, so this is something I think we all know about cobras, that they do have venom and it could be dangerous. You don't want a cobra to spit in your eyes, right? Well, other animals emit other substances, such as an octopus releasing ink to hide from enemies, or a skunk spraying predators with a foul-smelling substance. And let's take a look at that word substance, because this is different kinds of material or matter.
Yeah, for example, a scientist might mix three different substances in his beaker in the lab. So different substances could do different things, and we see here that these poisons or venoms are a type of substance. Now, we see here two other examples, octopus and then skunk as well. I do have a little bit of experience with skunks because I grew up in the countryside. I didn't see them so much as smell them. A lot of times our dog or our neighbor's dog, if they would find a skunk, the skunk would put this foul-smelling substance on the dog, and then that just means the dog has to get cleaned up.
Yeah, the skunk would spray this nasty-smelling substance, right? And I've heard, I don't know if this is true, maybe you can confirm, Anne-Marie, that if you take a bath in tomato juice, that's the only way to get the foul stench. Stench is another word for bad smell, that foul smell or stench off.
Yeah, I have heard that this is true. I know that people do bathe their dogs in tomato juice if they run into a skunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you ever run into a skunk, friends, just go buy some tomato juice at the store, if they let you in the store, that is. But you know, Anne-Marie, I don't think we have skunks around here where we live, but sometimes I'm walking around, even in the city, and it seems like I'm smelling something that smells like skunk. Have you ever smelled the smell of skunk even here?
Not exactly the smell of skunk, but I have smelled other animal smells here before.
Yes, well, that's true. Maybe we don't need to go into details.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
There are probably substances involved. Uh-huh. But, well, friends, we do have more to learn about animals with different kinds of superpowers. But right now, let's go to today's deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A weapon. When you hear the word weapon, you might picture something from an action movie. Swords, lasers, giant robot fists. But in English, weapon can be used in both literal and figurative ways. First, let's start with the serious stuff. A biological weapon is a dangerous substance, like a virus, used to harm people. The treaty banned the use of biological weapons. It's not a sword, it's science, and it's scary. Then there's the phrase, weapon of choice. That just means your favorite tool for a job. In the kitchen, my weapon of choice is a frying pan. It sounds intense, but it's usually playful. Next up, secret weapon. That's something unexpected that gives you an advantage. Her secret weapon on stage is her confidence. It could be a skill, a snack, or even a killer smile. And finally, an idiom with a powerful message. The pen is mightier than the sword. It means words and ideas can do more to change the world than violence ever could. So whether you're writing, cooking, or just being clever, choose your weapons wisely. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Animal superpowers. Survival. Wood frogs are the only species of frog that can survive north of the Arctic Circle. They do this by allowing 65 to 70% of their bodies to freeze solid for up to 7 months at a time. During this time, their heartbeat, breath, blood circulation, and brain activity cease. And then when the weather warms, the frog thaws and goes back to regular life. These creatures' amazing abilities show the variety of life on Earth and could inspire some incredible superhero stories.
According to the instructions, I need to thaw the frozen chicken before cooking it. 根据说明，在烹煮前先将冷冻的鸡肉解冻。Thaw 也可以用来指缓和关系或是气氛，譬如 The ambassador's speech helped thaw the frosty atmosphere between the two countries. 这位大使的演说有助于缓解两国之间的紧张关系。Thaw 如果当名词是指融雪或是解冻，譬如 the early spring thaw caused rivers to swell, flooding nearby fields and melting the snow. 初春的融雪导致河水暴涨，淹没了附近的田地，并融化了积雪。这就是今天的 Language Lab， 我们下次见。
Okay, friends, we already learned about the hairy frog. Now it's time for us to learn about another type of frog in our next section. We're talking all about survival. Wood frogs are the only species of frog that can survive north of the Arctic Circle.
This is interesting. Of course, there are many different species of frogs, and I don't usually think of cold weather when I think of frogs. I think of maybe the tropics or something like that. So there are some frogs that actually can live in extreme cold temperatures.
That's right. Now, how is this possible? We see they do this by allowing 65 to 70% of their bodies to freeze solid.
Let's talk about that idea of freezing solid. This means to become completely frozen and hard. For example, when you put water in the freezer, it freezes solid. But we could talk about bigger areas of water or other things. You could say the pond can freeze solid during very cold winters.
I don't usually think about a frog becoming frozen solid.
Yeah, or if you do think about a frog becoming frozen solid, you think it's dead.
Definitely.
Right?
And the crazy thing about this is, friends, that this can go on for up to 7 months at a time. So the frog just freezes their body for up to seven months at a time.
What is it about frogs and like the ability or desire or willingness to hurt themselves?
I don't know, because the hairy frog also is breaking the bones in its foot.
Yeah.
Both of these things sound really uncomfortable or even painful.
And Marie, I'm glad I'm not a frog.
Me too.
That I'm not a frog or that you're
I'm
not?
I'm also glad that I'm not a frog.
Yeah. Well, friends, how would you like to have this superpower to be able to freeze solid, at least 70% of your body to freeze solid? That just sounds really uncomfortable. But this is kind of cool to learn about this frog, right? So during this time, their heartbeat, breath, blood circulation, and brain activity cease. Ooh, it stops. That's what it means to cease. Let's take a look at this word circulation.
Okay, circulation is the movement of blood in the body. Exercise helps us improve our blood circulation. Blood circulation is a good thing, friends, so this is really interesting to me as well that the circulation in this frog's body actually stops.
So that's talking about blood circulation. Can we use this word circulation in other ways, like to talk about wind, for example?
Yeah, we can talk about wind circulation. We could also talk about circulation as it applies to things that are in print, like books or magazines. We could say that they are in circulation. That means that they are being sold or being passed around from person to person.
So that word circulation is kind of interesting. It has a lot of different uses, but here we are talking about blood circulation. And it causes all of these things like breath, blood circulation, heartbeat, and brain activity to just stop. Wow. It's a kind of hibernation in a sense. That's a big word, and it usually we usually think about bears that hibernate during the winter. They're able to sleep for long periods of time. It sounds like this is a form or a kind of hibernation.
Yeah, maybe, because in the next sentence we see, and then when the weather warms, the frog thaws and then goes back to regular life. So if you go back to something, you go back to how it started, or you are there at the point of the beginning.
That's right. Now, this phrase can be used in other ways. Often we use it to talk about how maybe a tradition or a custom has been practiced for a long time. For example, this tradition goes back to ancient times.
This is more talking about going back to a way you were before or returning. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people will ask me, how often do you go back to the United States? That's the place that I came from. But we read on here about all of these amazing animals. These creatures' amazing abilities show the variety of life on Earth and could inspire some incredible superhero stories.
Well, let's take a look at this word inspire, because this means to make someone want to do something. For example, the teacher's story inspired Peter to study harder.
All right, friends, we are going to talk more about this idea in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 such as 加名词的用法。Such as 表示例如像是，用来举例同类事件中的单一或多个例子。另一个用法是such 加名词一加 as 加名词二，表示名词一就像名词二一样，带有举例或强调特质的意味。就如同这句 ，such prey animals as crabs and clams， 像是螃蟹或蛤蜊这样的猎物。与 such as 类似的 like 也可以用来举例说明，但like 属于非正式用法。我们来看例句。We enjoy outdoor activities such as hiking and cycling. 我们喜欢户外活动，像是健行和骑脚踏车。
Okay, friends, we're at the end of our article, so let's go over today's talk about it question. If you could develop one superpower that an animal has, which one would you want and why?
You know, one superpower or one animal that wasn't mentioned in our lesson is the chameleon, right?
Oh, yeah.
A chameleon, it looks kind of like a lizard, right? But it's able to blend into its background. No matter what the background is, if it's sitting in front of this wood, it'll look like wood. If it's sitting on this couch, maybe it'll turn gray like this couch. I think it would be kind of fun to have the ability to turn invisible.
I would like to have the ability to spit venom into my enemy's eyes.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
All right.
That seems pretty useful.
Do you have a lot of enemies, Anne-Marie?
I don't know. It just seems like an interesting idea.
All right.
But what about you, friends? If you could have one of these animals' amazing abilities, which one would you choose and why? That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe.Saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.